6 years ago, historian Amanda Rorabat became interested in Afghanistan under the Taliban, the fundamentalist Islamic party that restricted women's rights and zealously suppressed non-Islamic parts of Afghan culture. She started a website to share the results of her studies. After the terrorist attacks of September 2001, conducted by Al-Qaeda operatives based in Afghanistan, she quickly compiled her notes into a book called Afghanistan in a Nutshell. With the help of her friends and family, she got copies into bookstores around Los Angeles in the days before the U.S.-led invasion of that country.
And everybody was just dying for information on Afghanistan since we were going to be going to war, the United States was going to war. And so they ended up on front counters, and just a couple days after that, ended up on the LA Times bestseller list.
The book was the first of six in the Nutshell Notes series, each inspired by developments in the news.
After that, Osama bin Laden had escaped into Pakistan, or so they thought, and so I followed up with a book called Pakistan in a Nutshell. And because neither of these books really can be understood unless one understands Islam, I did a book called Islam in a Nutshell.
A book followed on Iraq, which also made the Los Angeles Times bestsellers list. The Nutshell Notes are short, mostly between 60 and 80 pages, and they summarize the history, religion, and politics of a region. The writer says she tries to be impartial. Her book on Israel and Palestine is divided into sections back to back. The reader can flip the book over, seeing what seems to be a front cover on either side.
I did it as a flip book, tried to make the pages equal, put barcodes and the price on both sides to make everything very, very equal. And the intention of that book is to present both sides in such a compelling way that once somebody finishes it, they understand why it's a big quagmire, why there's constant conflict in that area, because both sides have very compelling reasons to be in that region and to feel that it is their land.
Rorabat's latest book is called Iran in a Nutshell. In each case, she faces a problem in keeping pace with fast-changing events.
I read the paper every day and wonder, is my book obsolete yet? What I try to do is bring the very far past up to the present and include all the issues. The problem is these situations change on a regular basis.
The Palestine-Israel book, published 2 years ago, is already in need of revision, and the writer says a new edition should be out in a month or two. She says the books are especially popular with students and teachers.
Teachers love these books. I sell a lot to teachers because they are really called upon to teach a lot of different subjects and to keep up with what's going on today. In fact, in California, and I'm sure other parts of the United States, students are required to learn about Buddhism and Islam, and there are sections on the Middle East, and there are a lot more subjects being taught that relate to the rest of the world. Since 2001, there's been a much greater interest in what's going on over there and the other part of the world.
Upcoming Nutshell Notes will look at China and North and South Korea. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.